Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Died. Right now, they are assessing damage near Knoxville. In addition to those millions of federal workers who have been offered buyouts and the shuttering of the U.S. Agency for International Development, the chair of the Federal Election Commission has also been removed by the Trump administration. ABC's Rachel Scott.
The FEC was created by Congress to be this independent watchdog over our election system. Well, overnight, the chair of the FEC, Ellen Weintraub, says that she was fired by President Trump in a letter. She is a Democrat, but this is a bipartisan commission. And under law, the president is supposed to first nominate her replacement. In a statement on social media, she says there is a legal way to remove her, and this is not it.
Flu, RSV, COVID, and norovirus cases surging in several states. Schools closed in at least four states because of it. This is ABC News. All of the major parts of the passenger jet and the Army helicopter that collided over the Potomac River have now been recovered. On Capitol Hill, the NTSB briefed lawmakers behind closed doors on the midair collision.
Senator Ted Cruz saying that helicopter had turned off a crucial safety system.
The Black Hawk had a transponder, so it would appear on radar, but ADS-B out is significantly more accurate.
That system, the Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast, or ADS-B, tracks the location of aircraft by GPS, showing altitude and ground speed, as well as where other aircraft are around them. Experts say it's significantly more accurate than radar.
ABC's Martha Raddatz. Sunday's Super Bowl matchup between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs could break records. In legal sports betting, it's because more states now have legalized gambling. Sports betting has surged 11.2% in the past year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
February is the month of love. A massage is the perfect Valentine's gift for your loved one. Did you know that you can purchase a Life Balance massage gift certificate at the Creative Outlet? Kathy Starr is a licensed massage therapist and will customize her techniques for the needs of each individual. She has different packages for every budget. The Creative Outlet has gift certificates that are available at the store Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5, and we truly do appreciate your business in downtown Richland Center.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From February 10th through 21st, for $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style, the Bullenberg Dining Table with four chairs to bring the family together, the Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort, the Hyena Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
Hunters and outdoor enthusiasts, get ready for the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic. It's happening Saturday, February 22nd from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Plus, check out exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and a trail camera photo contest. Got sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, but they won't be scored. Enjoy great food and drinks while swapping stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to get a head start? Pre-register Friday night, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more details, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic Saturday, February 22nd at the Richland Center Community Center.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. You can get both. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa! That's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show, all in one.
Sure.
Don't steal that idea.
Don't worry, I won't. Get both, four free phones of your choice, plus four lines for $90. No trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. The Winter Palace on the bank of the Neva River in St. Petersburg is huge, 700 feet long and 100 feet high. The palace has 1,786 doors and 1,500 lavishly decorated halls and rooms. The walls of the enormous Amora Hall are lined with immense fluted columns of gold. The magnificent inlaid floor, made from 16 varieties of rare wood, is polished to an almost mirror-like glass. A young man named Bill Cripps shared, "If I should gain the whole world, live to be a ripe 100 years old without an ache or a pain or a care of any kind, and then spend all of eternity in the lake of fire and brimstone where the Bible says the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched, I would have missed everything. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Is an earthly palace worth it?" Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, quiet weather will be the rule today, then a bit of snow coming in for tomorrow, especially around the midday tomorrow. Looks like the heaviest of the snowstorm will stay north of us, running from central Minnesota through the north half of Wisconsin. That area could see about 5 to 7 inches. We are expecting that to move away, and we'll have generally cold weather coming in from Sunday into early next week. As a couple of Canadian cold fronts sweep through, there could also be just some scattered light snow showers out there by Tuesday and Wednesday, but only minimal accumulation possible. So winter continues here, but again, no huge amounts of snow for our part of the state. Our forecast for the rest of today, partly sunny, high temperature up to 29 degrees, west-northwest wind between 5 and 10. Mostly cloudy tonight, flurries possible toward morning, low temperature 20, with an east wind around 5. Cloudy tomorrow with some snow likely, up to an inch or so possible, with a high of 30. Take it easy on the roadways. East wind around 10, becoming north late in the day. Saturday night, chance of flurries early, then partly cloudy and cold, low near 7. Sunday, lots of sunshine and cooler, high 24. Monday, partly sunny, low 8, with a high of 24. Tuesday, variably cloudy, a few snow showers possible early, low 4 degrees with a high of 17. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of light snow, low 0, high of 19 degrees. And Thursday, partly sunny and cold, low temperature 2 below with a high of 17. You have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is 11 degrees. Yesterday, 27, we had that slippery start to the day with a trace of precipitation. And during the day yesterday, wind was the big concern. We had a gust here at the studio recorded just after 4 of 41 miles per hour. A record high for this day, February 7th, 51 in 1987. The record low, 22 below in 1967. Last year's high, 47, and the low, 32. Sunset will happen at 5:21. This afternoon. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 9 minutes after 7. Right now we have an east-northeast wind around 4. Barometer is up a bit at 30.25. After a low of 9 this morning, it is 11 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports on a Friday. It is time to check out sports courtesy of Hillsboro Equipment. A look at last night's scoreboard and a look ahead at the local schedule as well in just a moment.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Wazika Steuben won 50-25 over Ithaca in area girls basketball. The Hornets are co-leaders in the Ridge and Valley Conference standings, and they improved to 10-1 in the league and 14-3 overall. The Bulldogs fell to 5-5 in the conference and 10-9 on the season. Ithaca played well in the first half, and the game was tied at 18 at intermission. The Hornets regrouped and outscored their opponent 32-7 in the second half to log the win. Elizabeth Wright hit 4 3-pointers in the second half and wound up with 14. Macy Mitchell, Emma Wall, and Kylie Manning all had 8 points. The Hornets were 8 for 13 from the free throw line. Ithaca was led in scoring by Tristan Peterson, Holly King, and Maggie Kirshner, all with 6 points. J.C. Maxwell added 5, and Maylee Plemer, 2. The team made 3 3-pointers, with King making 2 of them. The Bulldogs shot 5 for 14 from the line. Following the 50-25 win, Wazika Steuben will play in Lafarge tonight. Ithaca will host DeSoto this evening. The girls' game will start at 5:45, and the boys' contest to follow for the Bulldogs and the Pirates. Elsewhere last night in girls' basketball, Richland Center and Dodgeville locked up in a good one, with Dodgeville coming out on top 56-48. Dodgeville was led by Abilene Bartz with 14. Addison Riley scored 12. For the Hornets, 15 for J.C. Gander, 11 by Kylie Burns, 10 for Carly Meaden, and Ella Weiss added 8 for the RC girls. Also last night, it was a win for Platteville over River Valley, that final 65-29. Prairie du Chien 43, Lancaster 27. River Ridge beat Highland 48-25. Kickapoo over Seneca, 53-28. Viroqua, 54. Westby, 45. Potosi Cassville got the win against Benton, 71-32. It was a win for Belleville over Wisconsin Heights, 61-24. Edgewood got the win against Reedsburg, 62-32. And Stoughton over Baraboo, 61-25 in area girls basketball. In boys basketball, Seneca picks up the win, 76-52, over Weston. Leading the way for the Silver Eagles, Isaac Jennings with 19, Garrett Jennings added 16, Brady Westfall 8, and Dawson Davison led Seneca with 25. Kickapoo was a winner against Wazika Steuben, 58-32, Malachi McCauley with 13, Warren Huey with 9 for the Panthers. Wazika Steuben was led by Carter Lummis with 10 points. Elsewhere yesterday, Fenimore 69-35 over Riverdale, Southwestern 75, Boscobel 42. It was a victory for Hillsboro over Bangor, 75-60. Brookwood, 55. Cashton, 52. Darlington, 80. Iowa Grant, 44. New Lisbon over Wonewoc Center, 59-54. Judah beat Benton, 71-60, the final. It was also Westfield over Wisconsin Dells, 68-55. And North Crawford beat Lafarge, 79-47, last night in area boys basketball. On tonight's area schedule, it is the Southwest Conference Clash, adding in the Scenic Ridge and Rivers for girls wrestling conference tournament action. That's hosted by Belmont High School. I talked to Richland Center head wrestling coach Silas Coleman about the event.
Yeah, I do. I think that's a great thing. I think it's been probably a long time coming. So it's a really good thing that they get their own tournament there, and they can showcase where they're at, and then obviously they can work for their all-conference awards based off those tournament results as well.
You wrestled in the Clash as a wrestler, a high school wrestler. It's a pretty impressive tournament, isn't it?
It's a very impressive tournament. I mean, you look at the results that we get out of the conference tournament, and then you look at the regional, sectional, state tournaments in the next coming weeks, and a lot of those guys that we have that are wrestling in the finals and maybe even the third-place matches at this conference tournament, they're the ones that are qualifying through to the state tournament and placing down there. And so I think it's a really tough tournament. It's a really good test for everybody to see where they're at.
Wrestling tomorrow at Prairie du Chien High School. Richland Center will be there. River Valley as well. Their co-head coach Dan Makovic weighed in this week about the tournament.
Yeah, the girls are going to head to Belmont, which is, again, something very fantastic that they're doing a girls clash, the SWC and SWAL. Get all of our girls together and they pair them up and then they wrestle, and that's how we determine all conference for the girls. So there's a lot to wrestle for on Friday for our girls. And then they're going to have their own regional coming up in Richland Center the next Friday after that.
Let's talk about the Clash coming up on Saturday. That's always a good time and a big day of wrestling, isn't it?
For the kids, I don't know if it's a good time. For the coaches, I don't know if it's a good time, but for wrestling fans, it definitely is. We've talked numerous times about how there's so many ranked matchups and kids come into that tournament. Some of them might be beat up, so there'll be some kids sitting. People will be shocked to see that, but it's actually a really smart move because the quality of wrestling there, you want to be as healthy as possible going into regionals. So, for example, like Noah Radke, he's going to be sitting out of the Clash, and again, there'll be a few others from other teams doing that because of just the quality of competition. And as coaches, we've talked about how hard that tournament is on our kids. It's really good for scouting, but at the same time, I mean, there's so many ranked wrestlers and just a lot of grind on the body, and you don't want something bad to happen or to get wore down before the regional tournament hits.
Action tomorrow at Prairie du Chien High School. WRCO will have coverage of that event and the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Tournament scheduled for Royal tomorrow as well. Tonight, high school boys basketball will be on hand at River Valley High School as the Richland Center Hornets take on the Blackhawks. Bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League. The team series high, ILK, 1840. Spare parts, 1711. Three aces, 1707. Team high game, ILK, 635. It was Pin Pals, a 628, and the spare parts, a 627. Top series, Sharon McNerlin, a 486. Marsha Mahatka, 473. Marlene Geary with a 464. Top game, Cheryl McNerlin, 193. Marlene Geary, a 190. Judy Shireman, a 179. Irene Klatt Stovey and Marsha Mahatka each had 310 split pickups in the Coffee Clutch League. And from All-Star Bowling, Morris Heating and Cooling had the series high at 2880, Culligan at 2851, the Misfits at 2799. Hammer Time with a 1021 game, Culligan 992, Julie Karen State Farm 979. Top series, Travis Bushley a 745, 91 over average, Jason Gerner a 719, Chase Keller a 718 with 106 over average last night. In the high game honors, Chris Chris Pardoon and Travis Bushley, each with 289s. Terry Wheaton and Jake Morris, each with a 267. And Chase Keller, a 266. Additional highlights, Brian Klebisottle bowled a 628, 130 over average. Wyatt Detweiler bowled a 654 series, 117 over average. Terry Wheaton with a 677, 101 over average. Ethan Hafner bowled a 679 series, 97 over average. And Will Barassa with a 594, 90 pins over average. We'll have more sports coming up from WRCO in a moment.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Mike Clemens joins us from the Super Bowl, New Orleans. Hey, how are things going there this week, Mike?
Pretty good. Great weather. Very busy. And securities, you know, they had the tragic incident during the Cotton Bowl here, the guy with the truck and driving down the street around Bourbon Street. So, you know, it's a Super Bowl. Usually the security is very tight anyway. But, I mean, it's to the point where I was on one media shuttle yesterday, and we're going to the Eagles Hotel, and they've got these temporary walls that they can put up. They're made out of metal. There's one at an AmFam field now getting into the media area. And the driver came to a stop. I'm like, well, what are you doing? They had bomb-sniffing dogs going through the bus, you know, a bus full of media people. So it's that tight. I mean, they don't trust anything coming through. But, you know, that's the world we live in, unfortunately.
Let's talk about some state sports. First of all, I know you've had a chance to keep track out of. The Bucks were pretty active at the trade deadline, weren't they?
Very active. And the big move is that got started was they trading Chris Middleton to the Wizards. Now, I had a buddy of mine that's covered the Bucks for about 30 years. I think he tweeted over 6 months ago the Bucks are interested in trading Chris Middleton. And he kind of got shot down by that, but it turned out to be true. it's just, you know, they probably couldn't find a partner at the time. But, you know, he contends that pretty much when they solidified the deal with Damian Lillard, the clock was ticking on Chris Middleton. I mean, that, you know, that they found the shooting partner for Giannis there. And, you know, they thought that maybe they had the big three. Unfortunately, Chris had this ankle injury and then injured the other ankle. There was one moment where he admitted to a reporter he was very concerned because the last time he had injured an ankle as bad as this one he had last spring, he got traded to the Bucks. As a matter of fact, he'd done it as a young man with the Detroit Pistons. So that's exactly what happened. You know, he had both surgery on both ankles last summer. They'd hoped he'd be back in time for the opener on October 23rd. There was a report on ESPN that he'd been medically cleared, which was apparently not the case. He got pretty frustrated about that. And I don't think he actually got back out there, Phil, until around December 6th or 7th. And then in the last month or so, he had to sit out some more games with tendonitis in one of the ankles, still recovering, I guess, from the surgery from last summer. And, you know, it's just he hasn't been available.
Right. So I wonder about the Bucks. Are they better now as they head down the stretch or not?
Yeah, a lot of it seemed kind of strange. And there's, you know, one reporter that covers the team, Lori Nichols, said, I don't know about this move because, by the way, Giannis suddenly decided not to play. He's having a calf problem. Chris Middleton was this guy's mentor and this guy's best friend and this guy's sounding board. And you know, when you watch these games in commercial break, when you're in the arena and you watch it, these two are consulting and communicating all the time. And I think Chris Middleton talked Giannis off the ledge on a lot of kinds of things. And so you're missing that kind of a partner for your star player. I think at some point they had to, you know, sit down, Giannis, and say, here's what we need to do, and we need to bring guys around you. But that's the idea, Phil, is that it's like, okay, so we're bringing in a couple of average players, but at least they're available. At least they can play. And, you know, maybe the owners were getting impatient at that point, too, that how much are we paying for this guy, and he's missing half of the games, and is he, if we're going to be able to, you know, be back again. He had a couple of good games there since he started in mid-December or so, but that's about it. So at the end of the day, if these guys, you know, they'll get into the playoffs at some point, at least they'll have a player or two more that has some experience and, you know, can at least be available. And then, you know, the Sims kid that they brought in from the Knicks, he's been there about 4 years now, sort of a backup. But that's a guy that can back up Brook Lopez in case he needs a breather or you know, suffers an injury during the tournament.
Well, let's talk about the Super Bowl. You actually have witnessed a couple of Packers showing up at the Super Bowl festivities this week, haven't you?
Yeah, you know, they tend to come down because they're doing some marketing. You know, maybe a sponsor, you know, is going to pay them a certain fee to come down for the week and talk to folks in the media radio role that are doing live broadcasts. And so I turn around and there's Packers running back Josh Jacobs, who had said the day after they had their loss to the Eagles in the playoffs and were cleaning out their lockers in frustration, but also, you know, just the competitor he is. He's like, you know, we're close. We're just a couple players away. I mean, I'm going to recruit guys. I'm going to see if there's some guys I can bring in here. And then he even, you know, targeted a little bit more and say, you know, Jordan Love needs a number one receiver. He needs something with more experience. One of the receivers, Dontavian Wicks, he kind of replied with this on social media, you know, laughing and a thumbs down, like, you know, hey, dude, you know, step off. And I wonder if he's creating a little bit of a division there, you know, the running back calling out the wide receiver group and saying, y'all aren't, you know, good enough. We still need somebody with more experience and a little more skill for Jordan Love as the number one receiver. But whatever the case, then last night I turn around and there's Jordan Love. There was this weird thing. You know, people, one reporter asked Jordan Love about this Toyota-thon thing. And I didn't know if it was started with a reporter. Apparently it started out on TikTok. Somebody out there made this observation, just silly, just kind of goofing around. Like, isn't it weird that whenever Jordan Love gets hot, like around the month of December, that's when the Toyota-thon sales promotion is going on. And it was weird. So somebody asked him about that, and he kind of shrugged his shoulders. Okay, I guess, whatever. And somebody asked LaFleur, and he didn't quite get the joke. But it sort of caught fire. Well, guess what? He's now doing endorsements for Toyota. So he was down here doing these commercials. And I think he's going to be back today. So, you know, the first question is like, hey, you know, your running back now is saying, you know, you need a new number one receiver. And, of course, that puts him in the awkward position of saying, you know, I love all my receivers. And, you know, we got a good thing going. And one of these young guys is going to emerge and grow with the program. I don't know if we necessarily need to bring in somebody. But, you know, everyone likes to start it up that maybe the Packers would make a move and bring Davante Adams back since, you know, there's no reason to hang around with the Jets. Do I think that would happen? I don't know. I guess anything could happen. But I also know that Brian Gutekunst, there's two or three of those receivers that he really believes in, his thought process would be, why take away from their development? Why take away snaps from those guys when, you know, they could be good for the next 5 or 6 years for you rather than one or two more seasons left for Davante Adams?
Yeah. Well, lots of festivities going on. The game kicks off at 5:30 on Sunday. We'll have it here on the radio, actually, courtesy of Westwood One. Chiefs and Eagles, what's your feeling? What's your inkling, Mike?
Philadelphia Eagles still are an extremely physical team. I think about that one play where I saw this linebacker come crashing down, put his head down, and just drill it into Elgton Jenkins' shoulder, and his arm went limp for the rest of the game. He had to leave the game with a severe neck stinger. I mean, these guys are headhunters. They are looking to hit people. And on the other side, it's Patrick Mahomes. you know, it just the guy just finds ways to beat you. He's got a great coach in Andy Reid that, you know, puts together great game plans as well, and Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator. So it should be a good game. And last I saw, the odds still had Kansas City by 1.5 points. But they really have to factor, are they going to find ways to stop Saquon Barkley? And I'll never forget that first play against the Commanders. For, you know, the Commanders had the ball for 18 plays, and then it settled for a field goal. And the Eagles line up, first and 10, he just takes off on the left-hand side, and Saquon Barkley goes 60 yards for a touchdown on the first play from scrimmage. And after the game, he said, yeah, we had a dummy call. We'd run that play earlier against the Commanders, so they know what it looks like. And this time, you know, if what we said sounded like we were going right, we actually went left. And they fell for it, and so they're pretty tricky. You know, Nick Sirianni, that head coach, has come up with those kinds of plays. So, you know, that could be a tough task for the Chiefs defense to stop that running game, and we'll see what happens Sunday night.
All right, well, behave yourself. We don't want to see you running across the field during the game or anything like that, Mike.
No. As a matter of fact, I can't tell you. That was the same night that Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake had their wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, yeah, right.
It got called. No, that was at halftime. This guy was dressed as a ref, and he ripped it off his costume and went on shirtless promoting a casino. And, you know, some people remember that. The NFL certainly did, because they completely changed, you know, the security down around the field. And because, you know, that was actually an eye-opener. That was 20 years ago, so makes my job tougher. Just trying to get into the locker room so I can talk to these guys after the game, but that's the way it goes.
Have fun, Mike. Good job, and we'll talk to you next week. We'll be interested to hear how it all went.
All right. Have a great weekend, Phil. Thank you.
You bet. Mike Clemens joining us from New Orleans, live on WRCO.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise to make you whole again, a promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecarens.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
Next up, a vintage Paul Harvey program on WRCO Radio. It is up next as we go back in time a little bit, and sponsored by Dairy Hardware in Spring Green.
Now, the rest of the story. Grandpa Doolittle and Grandma would carry with them all their days a particular smiling memory. You see, many years ago, they lived in Custer, a small town in Washington State near the Canadian border. Lived there with their four children. Grandma was a sweet, shy woman, so shy, in fact, that should a stranger speak to her, she'd just turn away. She was also talented, at least that's what Doolittle thought. Many evenings he'd stood by the children's bedroom door, eavesdropping as Mommy sang her youngsters to sleep. Such a voice, Doolittle believed, was too rare to be buried beneath heaps of laundry and stacks of dirty dishes. Now, there was a little band in Custer. It was organized by two brothers named John and Marshall Penn. They played at the Delta Grange Hall on Saturday nights, even had a local radio show of their own. But when Doolittle explained to his wife that he'd arranged a singing audition for her with the Penn brothers, he was answered with tears of protest. How could Doolittle even suggest such a thing? She wasn't a singer. She was a housewife, a mother of four, and those youngsters were the only audience she'd ever faced or ever hoped to face. Well, it was too late now, Doolittle said. The audition was set for Wednesday afternoon, and one way or another, his bashful bride was going to be there. The days passed in anguish, and Wednesday came. Literally dragging his wife by the arm, Doolittle strode proudly to the Penn brothers' home at the appointed hour. The two musicians weren't particularly looking forward to this either. They'd already tried to convince Doolittle that his biased opinion was not extraordinary, that every devoted husband whose wife can carry a tune thinks she should be singing at the Metropolitan Opera. But the Penn brothers' reticence in the matter was nothing compared to that of Doolittle's wife. Trembling and unable to speak, she stood in the parlor, clinging to her beaming husband. "What are you going to sing for us today?" asked Marshall. The woman's knees buckled. She opened her mouth, but the words were trapped in her throat. Then Doolittle announced that his wife knew only one song all the way through, a number popular at the time called "There He Goes." What key did she sing it in? Well, Doolittle's wife didn't know anything about keys. She just sang, and she did. And from that day on, no one ever again questioned the musical judgment of Doolittle, nor the natural golden talent of his reluctant bride. You see, the pleasantly surprised Penn brothers invited her to sing at the Grange Hall that Saturday night, and a tape recording of the event was subsequently played on the radio. And a star was born. So those were the times Grandpa Doolittle and Grandma liked best to recall. But fully to appreciate their memories, there's something more you should know. That Grandma married Doolittle at the age of 13 and was a mother of four at 18 and became a grandmother at 29. Because the sweet, shy housewife who before 1960 had sung only for her children at bedtime had by October 1972 won every country music award possible to win. Loretta Lynn. Only now, you know the rest of the story.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80, Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Our Friday Follies continue here on WRCO Radio. It is 13 degrees. Fresh for the Country is sponsored by Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance. And we have a look at the chart. A couple of songs doing really well on the survey this week, including this one from Ella Langley.
Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off. Maybe that.
Ella Langley making a name for herself. That one is up a total of five spaces this week into the top 30 at number 28, and Weren't for the Wind. Thanks to Mike Clements for being our guest. Always kind of exciting to be at least that close through at least one person to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. It's the pronunciation of that town is interesting, too, because back when the Packers played in the Super Bowl at New Orleans, we were saying it all different ways, and I was corrected by someone, a listener that called and said, you can tell you're not a local because you were saying New Orleans. And I was told that you shouldn't say it like that, New Orleans. But in a lot of songs, that's how it's said, Battle of New Orleans and Walking to New Orleans by Fats Domino and different. And he's a native, so I don't know. But however you say it, it's the same spot. But I was told it's New Orleans. I don't know, for whatever it's worth. Coming up, we have notes on today and how you can win some delicious cookies from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe.
Like you, State Farm agents are small business owners. They understand this isn't just what you do, it's who you are. With that knowledge comes a deep appreciation of what it takes to get a business going and keep it going, and how your insurance and financial needs change as your business evolves. We believe every small business has big possibilities, as long as you know how to plan, protect, and prepare for the risks that can get in the way. So let's take a look at some ways we can help you do that. Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. In addition to the congregation being welcoming and warm, worship at Willow Valley is fun. My husband and I previously used to attend a large urban church, and we now delight in the active exchange between the congregation and the pastor during the worship service. It's unpretentious, it's interactive, it's informative, and it really is enjoyable. If you are looking for a church where you can be yourself, where you can be welcomed like family, and where worship is fun, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
The trivia question of the day is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family-owned and operated with made-from-scratch bakery items, including unique lunch options and locally sourced products.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
The first caller with the right answer takes the cookies right now. And here's the question. It's one of those unique trivia questions for Friday. A survey of people under age 40 found that they think age 42 is the time when you no longer look good doing this. What would that be? A survey of people under age 40 found they think age 42 is the time when you no longer look good doing this. 608-647-4155. The latest from Mr. Blake Shelton is doing well this week. Sneaking up toward the top 10 with Texas.
the somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me.
Blake Shelton's Texas moving up the charts this week. It is 14 before 9. No winner in trivia just yet. A survey of people under age 40 found they think age 42 is the time when you no longer look good doing this. We've had guesses for working out, kissing their significant other, wearing a swimsuit has been guessed a couple of times. not right. No, this is a common thing. 608-647-4155, the number to dial for the cookies today. First right answer takes them. A new one from Tyler Hubbard, doing well. It's called Park.
I got a souped-up ride and I really want to ride you around. And this time of night there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road. See how fast this thing will go. With that shoulder on the side looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood. Got like 700 horses under the hood. But I can't hold you at this high speed. And you look good in that side seat. Why are we making these tires scream in this old car? All I wanna do is park. All I wanna do is park. We can burn this old dirt road like a racetrack. Turn the key and let the seas lay way back. Count the midnight windshield stars. Watch the sunrise in my arms. If we don't go nowhere, girl, I wouldn't hate that. I want
very much. That's new from Tyler Hubbard, doing well on the survey these days. Well, congratulations to Jill Summer, our winner of Trivia Today. A survey of people under age 40 found they think that age 42 is the time when you no longer look good doing this. In their mind, their eyes, you don't look good dancing after 42. Oh, those young ones. You're never too old to dance. And I love to dance. And you don't look at what other people are doing. You just go out and do what you feel, right? That's the way I've always been. But when I'm dancing, people need to steer clear because they might get hit or run into or something, you know, because I swing my arms pretty good. But yeah, I'm sure my kids, they've never been impressed with my dancing. And I didn't look good dancing when I was under age 40 either, you know. I tried to dance with my kids a couple of times. And one time at homecoming dance, my daughter Allison was, I think she was on court or something, but my old buddy Marty Richards was there as well. And it was his idea. He said, let's go out after the Grand March and let's dance with our daughters once. And I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm all for that. And Marty's daughter went along with it. My daughter was like, get out of here, Dad. Get out of here. Stupid. Get out of here. And so, yeah, I embarrassed her good. Congratulations to Jill, our winner from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Remember all those record albums you used to own? You can have that collection again. Mastodon Records in Richland Center can help you find your favorite music. They have new albums by current artists, and you can always special order. Record collecting is a great hobby for youngsters. Mastodon Records can set you up with a turntable from all price ranges. Mastodon Records is located at Okooch Books and Libations in downtown Richland Center. They are even open on Sundays from 10:30 until 2. Start your record year with Mastodon Records.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
If you're looking for a fun and unique way to celebrate Valentine's Day, join Tiny Acres Farms at Chet's Feed, Seed & Such Saturday, February 15th from 10 a.m. until noon for the Kissing Booth Fundraiser. Get a smooch from the adorable farm animals for just $5. And don't forget to bring your camera. All proceeds go back into community education programs. Spread the love, make memories, and support a great cause. Saturday, February 15th from 10 until noon only at Chet's Feed, Seed & Such.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise. A promise to make you whole again. A promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecairns.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
We'll talk about an upcoming dance that you can embarrass your kids at coming up on Sunday in the area, benefiting the local Grace team, Faith Family and Friends. So we'll have more about that. We'll talk movies. We've got some fun stuff coming up on the morning show this morning between 9 and 10. This one from Josh Ross has been moving up.
I know I shouldn't say what's up. I heard you when I met someone. But I got a little cold beer buzz and he ain't here right now. I bet you if I took your hand and we had a neon night slow dance, you'd be getting to forgetting all about him. And you'd be walking out of here without him. When you're single again and you're thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee 615 that you used.
The top five most played country songs this week. Post Malone, and I've got a guy for that featuring Luke. Also, let's see, Lainey Wilson, 4x4 by You. That's at number four. Jordan Davis at number three, I Ain't Sayin'. Number two, Jelly Roll and Liar. And number one this week for a second week, Morgan Wallen.
I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel it kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Like they tend to be. Yeah. I need someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
From the country, sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance. And this is Phil Nee wishing you happy trails until we talk again later. We'll talk to some of our community friends on the morning show straight ahead. Discussion straight ahead from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. We're at 13 degrees at 9 o'clock. Our news update this hour is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Live bird markets in New York City on Long Island and in Westchester County, north of New York City, are being shut down for a week after new cases of bird flu have been detected. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
Over the last week, inspectors have detected 7 cases of bird flu in poultry during routine inspections at live bird markets in the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens.